Today's podcast is brought to you by Chara Solutions, CHRA, on the New York Stock Exchange.
Welcome to our normal Monday podcast. We're going to review the defensive statistics from Friday night's victory over Webster County and talk a little bit about some of the injuries and get some updates on some of these guys. Coach Thompson, you had the weekend to reflect on this game, watch some film, get your defensive stats in. It's 48-13 final, but what else did you see in this?
You know, you go back and watch the film, and you see we made a lot of mistakes early. It's hard to get going when you're making mistakes, especially a team like us who, like to build momentum off big plays. So it's difficult to do that early, but the defense came out flying around and was able to make sure that it didn't get out of hand based off our mistakes.
Defense really played great the whole game. You know, the first team didn't give up much of anything, really.
Yeah, when you got T-Bone in the middle flying around doing what he does, I mean, it's hard to do much against our defense.
Hey, he just keeps piling up these statistics. He's right there among the top one or two in the state of Kentucky right now. This week, no different. 12 solo tackles, man, what a night.
Yeah. He's one that just has a nose for the ball, and he loves it. He loves to fly around and have fun. He feeds off the crowd. He feeds off big plays, and he's the heartbeat of the D.
Your guys really got in the backfield, created a lot of trouble for the Wilson boy, Webster's quarterback, who didn't do his best job passing the ball. He just it didn't look like he had quite the receiving core that we have. But, too, we had a lot of pressure on him. You had sacks by Ian Ellington, Gavin Dickerson, Sean O'Leary, and Tyler Boone had a sack. So getting a lot of pressure on them back there makes a big difference then.
Yeah, our defense, our box, our linebackers and defensive line is built off speed. They fly around, and when they're able to pin their ears back and go, they go. So it's difficult if you don't have line up front to protect to get much past our defense.
Great defensive effort by a lot of guys. Gavin Dickerson, 3 solos, 3 assists, 2 sacks, and a fumble recovery. Not a bad outing for him either, is it?
No, definitely. Gavin's your guy that you know is going to go out and do what he does every week. He prepares second to no one. He's a student of the game. He's the leader of that defense. He makes sure everybody's in place and selling out for the team. So he's one that we look to every week to make sure that our defense does what they're supposed to do.
With all the injuries, we'll set some new guys, players at new positions. Ian Ellington, I know he's kind of got been on the depth chart and on your mind, on the radar at defensive end, but you saw him there quite a bit, he and Gobin both. What are you looking at there?
Yeah, both of those guys will continue to play defensively, you know, until we figure out what we're going to do, fill in Preston's role. They both did well. You know, they're different style. One's more of a speed guy, and the other's a little stronger and more of a run stopper, whereas the other one can get after the quarterback a little bit. You know, I think we'll continue that rotation. And another one who did well is Brock Langston. You don't see him play much defensive line, but he stepped in there and played the nose and played the Lathan a little bit. And, you know, see him making tackles downfield on passes for as big as he is pretty impressive.
Yeah, he had a solo and assist, and we mentioned Ellington. He had a solo, assist, and a sack, and Gobin had 2 solos, assist, and a sack. So nice little day, evening work for a lot of these guys. And you've got, as you mentioned, Brock Langston was in for easily. He was kind of a late scratch in my book. I mean, I didn't know he wasn't going to play when I got there.
I didn't know much before you knew. Well, we found out Friday morning that he was having some issues, so hopefully we can get that resolved and get him back on the field soon.
What about these guys with the injuries? What's the status on all these guys that were standing on the sideline this week?
Lathan and Caden are still questionable. I think we'll find out more about Caden in the morning when he goes to see the doctor. Devin, he's back full go this week. He's good to go. And Brock thought he played Friday, so he's back to playing on full on.
Well, we had some nice, you know, we talked quite a bit about the defense. On the offense, we had some guys put some more feathers in their cap. Hunter Boone eclipsed this 400 completion mark, which puts him in the permanent KHSAA record book. And they're only, I forget what the number was, I had it on the website, but somewhere in the top 50 quarterback all time, you know, as far as getting to that level. So that's pretty nice. And then Ethan Dossett is now the all-time reception leader in Crittenden County. So those guys continue just to pile it up. And, yeah, and we forget how good they are. You know, I move on kind of sometimes and talk about these other guys because you just expect those kind of performances about from Hunter and Ethan.
Yeah, and as I try to explain that to both of those guys, you know, Hunter, this is one of the most impressive games I've seen out of Hunter because, you know, the one interception he throws goes through the hands of one of our receivers, and he threw, he was 78%, I believe, passing, and those are numbers you typically don't get with, especially in games where we're not just throwing screens, we're throwing it down the field a little bit. So to see him be on like he was Friday is pretty impressive. And Ethan, you know, he's a guy who he just consistently gets his catches, gets his yards, and finds the end zone, and it's just, you know, things that he does that would be big nights for other people just doesn't seem the same when he does it because we're used to it now. It's amazing to coach a kid who you expect that out of every week. You know, he's a huge asset to our team.
Yeah, as you said, Hunter Boone was 22 of 29 with that one interception, 325 yards passing. I originally had it wrong on the website Friday night, and got that updated later. I forgot to put Tyler Boone's catch on there of all things.
Boone. Finally got in the end zone.
You got those two guys connected. Yeah, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it is definitely. And you see on film how excited Hunter was that his brother got in finally off one of his passes. So it's a pretty special connection.
And I'm sure you're very proud of what you saw as Xander Tabor scored two touchdowns there in the first half and really came in for Devin Nesbitt, his first start. Varsity start, so nice job as an X.
Yeah, X-Man, he came in and he did what he does. You know, he found holes, he was patient, he got the yards when they were there, and he found the end zone twice. He's a guy that we know that we can depend on anytime Devin's, you know, not in there for whatever reason. He's a guy that we need to use more going forward, even with having Devin back.
And he caught four passes, too.
that's stepping out of his game. Typically not the pass catching back, but, you know, for him to be able to step in there and do that, it's big for us.
Peyton Riley and Brandon Lamey had great games on the receiving end.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to see all of our guys go out and have big games offensively. You know, a little confidence boost going into next week, Union County, a little bit better team.
Well, the Webster week is good for everybody. It's good for homecoming. Nice victory. And as you say, this week we have undefeated Union County coming in. That will be no easy chore. We will break that down on Thursday on the webcast. Coach Thompson, good luck this week. Hope we get these guys on the men, get them back. We need a full squad to take on your old school over there.
Definitely.
Yeah, your temporary old school.
Yeah, temporary.
You coached with Coach Johns, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, we coached together for 4 years over there.
Yeah, all right. We're looking forward to playing Union County at Crittenden County this week. Thank you, Coach Thompson.
Thank you.